It's raining mulberries. When was the last time you picked mulberries like this?
Just the first time.
First time you've picked mulberries?
Yeah.
Have you tried one yet? It tastes sweet, does it?
Yes.
Do you like the taste?
Yes.
What will you do with the mulberries that you've got in that container?
Take it back and put them in the fridge.
Will you make anything with them, do you think?
Ice cream. Put ice cream in it and milkshake.
You'll make ice cream and a milkshake. And which mulberries are you looking for? Which are the good ones to pick, do you know?
Black.
The black ones. What about the red ones? Are they not ripe yet?
Not ripe yet.
There's three trees. There's three black mulberries, large black mulberries, and there's also a couple of large white ones as well. So there's five in total, but they're beautiful, large, mature trees. And you can hear them getting shaken in the background there. The season's sort of roughly from through September through October, so there's a good 6 weeks there where there's new mulberries ripening every day, and because they have very short shelf life, it's a matter of picking them when you can and using them, or they'll be turning into mulch on the ground.
Meredith, you work with some of the kids from the Hidden Valley Town Camp, particularly the preschool age kids. You've brought some of them down this morning to pick mulberries. Is this a first for you and the kids?
Yes, this is our first venture into mulberry picking, and it's marvellous.
The kids are having a great time behind us. There are various people up in the tree and they're shaking the branches of this massive mulberry tree, and all the mulberries are falling down onto a piece of tarp on the ground, and there's much excitement picking them all up.
When we go back to Hidden Valley, they're going to use them to make muffins and milkshakes. It's really great for them.
You've got mulberry juice all over your face. What's your name?
Jaden.
Do you like the mulberries?
Yes.
The idea was to basically just utilise this resource, and that came about last year in an ad hoc sort of way. We just got a bus and a group of ladies from the Carnta Community Centre to come down and pick some mulberries, and the idea was that we'd take the mulberries back to their community centre and make some smoothies and some pancakes, and all the kids and ladies were involved, and it was just a really, although we just ran it off the seat of our pants, it was a really positive and encouraging experience for everyone. So this year we decided to extend it to the other town camp community centres where we could, and also include the nutritionists to sort of bolster the food preparation, and hopefully to do some preserving as well. So it's not just picking the fruit and eating it, but also taking it back and preserving it and turning it into other sorts of meals.
They're falling everywhere.
Hi, Kate. You've got black mulberries and white mulberries in there.
Yep, I do.
Yummy.
Now, what's your role?
I'm the community centre coordinator at Hidden Valley. So we've come down with the kids from the preschool and some of the families and some of the other kids, and we're picking the mulberries and we're filling up our basins, and we're going to take them back to the centre and make milkshakes and pancakes, and some of the ladies are wanting to make ice cream and jam, so whatever we don't use, we'll put in the freezer or we'll send home for people to have at home tonight.
What are you most looking forward to making out of these beautifully sweet mulberries?
I'm looking forward to pancakes myself. I think ice cream sounds pretty good, but milkshake, all of it, I think it's all pretty great.
What's the value of a program like this, of getting people from the town camp, kids, older women, and as you say, getting this amazing harvest?
I think it's great. Like, the families were really keen to come today, and we came last year, but we were a bit late at the end of the season, so we didn't get quite as many. And this year everyone was really keen, and I think they'll love making the milkshakes, and they've all got their own ideas about what they want to make with the mulberries, so I think it's really nice, and it's great for the kids to see that it's so easy and so yummy, and anything that goes straight from a tree into your mouth has to be good.